Dark plumes of smoke rise from behind the hills just inside the Lebanese border, a sign of renewed Israeli artillery barrages. Troops and tanks still cross over the border in what the Israeli government says are limited military operations. Israeli warplanes continue to pound targets in southern and eastern Lebanon. Civilians in northern Israel wait anxiously for the next air raid siren in an area hit by over 1,400 Hezbollah rockets in 2 weeks. Israeli airstrikes and Hezbollah rocket salvos have turned into a deadly daily routine for the people of Lebanon and northern Israel. Israeli Environment Minister Gideon Ezra says there's no choice but to continue. We've paid a high price, but we must continue fighting, said Ezra on Israel Radio. We don't intend to stay in Lebanon, he added, but we have to hit Hezbollah as they intend to hit us. After that, he said, I hope we will have a different situation. Fears that fighting will drag on amid rising casualties and a growing humanitarian crisis in Lebanon have increased calls for a diplomatic solution. And while there's general agreement that the fighting needs to stop, there's less agreement on how to bring that about. Most European countries and Arab nations want an immediate ceasefire, but the United States has strongly backed Israel's position that the conditions must be right for a sustainable truce and a broader peace. That was the message Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice brought to the region this past week as she met with Lebanese, Israeli, and Palestinian leaders.
We need to get to a sustainable peace for this region. That is really the problem. There must be a way for people to reconcile their differences and to move forward toward peace.
It was a message the secretary then took to Rome for a one-day international crisis meeting on Lebanon on Wednesday and on to Malaysia, where she attended a meeting of Asian leaders.
We have to try and help the parties establish conditions that will make it possible for a early ceasefire that nonetheless does not return us to the status quo ante, that we can't return to the circumstances that created this situation in the first place.
Washington has been adamant that without proper conditions for a broader peace in the region, a return to violence is only a matter of time. In order to prevent this, the U.S. and Israel are seeking to dismantle groups they view as terrorist organizations, such as Hezbollah and Hamas, the militant group that runs the Palestinian Authority. Washington and Jerusalem also want to isolate and curtail the influence of countries such as Syria and Iran, which stand accused of supporting terrorism and trying to destabilize the region, accusations both Damascus and Tehran deny. But Lebanon's Prime Minister Fuad Siniora said if there's to be peace, Israel must do its part as well.
What brings security and safety is the ability of Israel to really build good relations with its neighbors.
Prime Minister Siniora urged Israel to accept a peace plan offered by Arab nations at their summit meeting in Beirut in 2002. Then the Arabs offered peace and normalization of relations in exchange for Israel agreeing to return to its borders prior to the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, meaning a full withdrawal from the West Bank. They also called on Israel to accept an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, which Israel has said it will never give up. The choice is still there, said Prime Minister Siniora.
Otherwise, things will continue. It will move from one hostility to the other, from one crisis to the other. The Arabs, they have made that point, and they are serious. And I think it's high time for Israel to realize that this is the real way how to really make peace in that region.
But in the meantime, the Lebanese leader said there must be a ceasefire in his country. To delay, he warned, would only mean more bloodshed. But there has so far been no agreement to call for an immediate ceasefire. Israel and Hezbollah remain defiant, and the attacks continue. But diplomatic maneuvering is going on behind the scenes, and Secretary Rice has said she will be returning to the Middle East for more talks. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.